out what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And we are on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're back tonight on this Thursday night, and we, of course, have a very big show tonight. As Ed Sullivan used to say, a very big shoe. Well, anyway, the first hour, we are going to be talking once again for a little bit with Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. And the second hour tonight, Dr. Jerome Corsi on the North American Union and the DREAM Act and what's going on in, well, in the world of the globalists, the internationalists, and so forth. So that'll be the next hour. But the first hour, we decided to bring Ted Pike back to the program because, as you know, by a vote of 60-39 today, the so-called hate crimes amendment was attached to the Defense Authorization Act, and then it was passed. So, with me right now, on the line, I believe, is Ted Pike once again. Do we have him? Oh, okay. All right. We'll get him then after the first break. And Ted Pike is going to come on and tell us exactly what the next strategy will be and the next line of action will be. So that's what we'll do, ladies and gentlemen. And I think, obviously, calling the White House will be and phoning and telegraphing and faxing and emailing will be the order of the day. And, of course, we're going to see if George Bush is going to veto this amendment, this bill, as it stands, and we're going to see what happens after that. If, in fact, he does, whether a veto will be overridden. So, I have the roll call of those who voted on the bill. I believe John McCain was absent. He absented himself, as a matter of fact. But apparently the real hero of the day was Senator Orrin Hatch, who stood alone the last couple of days almost publicly opposing the bill. And he had spoken apparently at least three times that I know of with, a pretty articulate opposition. But, of course, that was not to impress the demagogues and the politicos on the Senate side, just as this entire routine happened on the House side. As you know, this past year, the House already had passed this bill, the hate crimes bill. It was not as a separate amendment, but this time it was in the Senate. Nevertheless, the same measure essentially has passed, and we're told that Senator Byrd of West Virginia, who has been a habitual supporter of the hate bill, voted against it this time. And if only one more, just one more senator had done so, your senator probably, it would not have passed. So we will return with Ted Pike to get the latest. You stay tuned to more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams to come.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
And we're back now to begin the program, and we have him on the line, Ted Pike. Hello.
Hello, Rick. Thanks
yes.
for having me again.
What a difference a day can make, huh?
Yes.
Well, anyway, we know the bill, the amendment has passed, and now it has wended its way through the both chambers, the House and the Senate. And what next, Ted? What will happen now?
Well, I don't know exactly when the bill will come to the president's desk, but of course he has promised to veto it. I believe he will veto it. That by veto, I mean send the bill back to the Senate, demanding that the hate bill attachment be cut off. And this, of course, is going to slow down passage of the arms appropriation bill, slow down the material and the supplies and so on to our troops in Iraq, but that doesn't seem to bother the Democrats. But I do believe that they'll veto it, because I believe that's part of the game plan of the exaltation of George Bush as the great savior of freedom of speech against the evil Orwellian hate bill. I believe that the reason that evangelical leaders, at least five or six or seven major evangelical organizations, cooperated to create a blackout in the last days before the hate bill was passed, leaving their constituents oblivious to this hate bill, crisis in Congress was they wanted the hate bill defeated so that George Bush would have the honor and the privilege to grandstand coming in on his white horse to save the nation from this oppressive legislation. I believe also that all the Republican senators virtually were involved in this scheme. They were as silent as the tomb for 3 days as other liberals, Kennedy and Gordon Smith of Oregon and others freely took the podium to lecture in favor of the hate bill, often very poignantly, dramatically, emotionally, and all these Republicans sat there watching it declining any opportunity to come up and to fight against the hate bill. Fortunately, at the end of the third day, Orrin Hatch stood up and gave a brief but eloquent rebuttal to the hate bill. And then, of course, this morning, as you mentioned earlier, he spoke very powerfully three different times. There were three or four other Republicans who did speak very briefly, only several minutes each. The weight of the attack was given to Senator Hatch, who very ably carried the day, as you said. He was the hero of the day. But and finally, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, who was late and didn't even take part in the debate, came in and asked to speak, and he was given about 1 minute in which he said that a hate bill was not appropriate on an arms bill. So this was a travesty. This was unbelievable, the incompetent performance. And I know that many of these members of the Senate were as outspoken against the hate bill, as well-versed, as well-educated, as articulate as many of the feisty Republicans who came to the fore in the hate bill fight in the House of Representatives back in May. But there was a kibosh. There was a quelling of virtually all effective resistance, except for Hatch, among the Republicans. And I believe that they were working in concert with the religious conservative right, undoubtedly in collusion with the president himself, in an effort to revive George W. Bush's presidency, to provide an antidote, a counterbalance to his dismal reputation in the realm of human rights and privacy and freedoms and so on, which he has allowed the invasion of during his administration with Patriot Act and Homeland Security and so on. I believe there was a mm-hmm. grand strategy which was agreed on between all aspects of the religious right, both in the Capitol and in the clergy, the religious leaders. I believe they all thought they had the most brilliant scheme imaginable to restore the credibility and glory and honor of George Bush and his legacy as he goes out of office. Especially important now, of course, to do that, to marshal again a lot of his dissipated support from the religious right and Republican ranks and so on. They thought this was a grand strategy. No one would ever know the difference. And what I saw so powerfully and predictably revealed was this boycott, this blackout was going on literally for days, certainly since Monday. And I mean for 2 weeks, but it was especially acute on Monday when Kennedy was going to his feet and Smith and others passionately arguing for the hate bill. And all these big organizations focused on the family, American Family Association, Concerned Women for America, and Family Research Council were as silent on the Internet as the tomb, giving absolutely no messages, no calls to action, because they wanted to have this bill passed. And finally, on Wednesday, we checked Dobson's website at 10:30 on Wednesday morning, of course, which is yesterday, the day before this vote, and there was absolutely nothing on Dobson's a huge website indicating that there was anything auspicious or happening mm-hmm. in the Senate of the United States. Finally, in afternoon, Dobson did come on with a big alert. Oh, we got to get lots, millions of calls going in. But by late afternoon, obviously, the Senate offices were closed in Washington, D.C., and it became virtually impossible to bring any messages to the senators the next morning. Certainly out here on the Pacific Coast, it would have to get up by by 6 o'clock a.m. in order to get a message to two of our senators in Washington, D.C. So Dobson and Traditional Values Coalition and also Family Research Council came in predictably. I could practically set my watch timer by the time they were going to arrive, grandstanding, giving the impression they were in great alarm and rallying the troops, but I knew very well that this was a deception. They were covering their tracks, trying to put on the record that they had warned the people, when actually they were working exactly in the opposite direction from the wishes of their constituents.
You know, Ted, this unfortunately speaks volumes about the depth and sincerity of the so-called Christian right, and it shows you that they are as corrupt, basically, yes, as politicians are.
Yes.
They have joined the ranks of the politicians, and they, as supposed Christians in the name of Jesus Christ, now have adopted the same deceptive tactics as the Republicans and the Democrats have. And unfortunately, I have to ask myself, where's the salt? You know, are they worth their salt? And if the salt is gone, then you know what happens to the rest. You know what happens to the taste.
Well, when the salt is gone, Jesus said they're trodden underfoot of men.
Yes.
And they lose their spiritual power.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. And, you know, I think, quite frankly, that Christians who, the kinds of people who are true believers that have been supporting these organizations for some of the good that they have done, maybe should be reevaluating where they've been putting their money, and they should
be
putting it in other places.
Yeah.
So you agree?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And actually, tonight I'm going to be sending out a shortened version of my email from yesterday,
right,
in which I was outlining my best hypothesis concerning the motivations behind this whole charade.
Yes.
And I'm hoping people can send that out very widely. It's going to be printed at truthtellers.org. Probably in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Get that shortened version of my letter, which will, you know, there are a lot of people out there. I'm getting a lot of calls, and people are very disoriented and very troubled. Say, how did this ever manage to happen? Especially, you know, when we put our trust in Focus on the Family and these other big organizations. We worked, we signed petitions, we made the calls for them, literally by the millions, back in May. And how could they do this to us? And what I want to do is, you see, in the broad perspective, we need all of these organizations because, yes, the president is going to veto, I believe, this hate bill, and it's part of their grand plan to glorify him. But at the same time, the hate bill has also been glorified and been exalted and legitimized by being approved now by both houses of Congress. And that means that it's going to be a fairly easy sell. Unless something massive protest intervenes, it's going to be easy to get that passed in little more than a year when a new Congress and a new administration is in the White House. And so we need Dobson's organization. We need AFA and so on. But I, as a minister of the gospel and a lover of the justice and righteousness of God, I have to say these people, all of them, including the members of the Senate, who are part of this scheme, are going to have to fess up. They're going to have to admit their sins because the Bible says unless we confess our sins and forsake our sins, we cannot prosper. And I'm calling for these leaders now to not indulge in some kind of a cover-up, because if one starts lying and it'll all explode, it'll all unravel, it is too clear, it is too obvious. Mm-hmm. Anybody who reads my email agrees with me that it is as clear as anything can be that this is a corrupt and a duplicitous scheme that has gone now massively awry. And probably if I hadn't blown it out of the water like this and dramatized it and made it very, very vivid and real, they may well have gotten away with it. But that's my job, whether it's hate laws of ADL B'nai B'rith or whether it's deception and duplicity within the ranks of the Christian church.
Yes.
I got to speak the whole truth.
Amen. And as the prophet Ezekiel said, when he sends watchmen out and watchmen are called to know the enemy's coming and did not sound the alarm, he would lose his eternal soul. Ezekiel 33. We'll be back with Ted Pike and your calls just ahead. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Talking about the kind of glory you carry inside you for the rest of your life, knowing you've done something worth remembering, something that made a difference. Nothing in our lives will ever be as important as this.
All right, we're back now with Ted Pike, and if you have a question or a comment for Ted, then you might want to jump on the lines, 800-313-9443, and we'll do that in a few minutes. But Ted, I think you have in your perception on this issue have really hit a home run, and I think you're right. I'm not surprised at knowing, of course, the evangelicals that you have encountered and I have encountered, and their theology, which, you know, I certainly find to be quite devoid of any truth. But when it comes to the Zionists, they have shown their duplicity. They have shown their allegiance, many of them, with Israel, not all. And what that has entailed for the United States, that has been a disaster for them. And yet they have been certainly adept at raising money, raising funds for themselves. And when you need them, as you point out in the last minute, they wind up playing this game, and there's no accounting for it to us. There is an accounting that they will have to give someday, but, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're people that, whether some of our listeners have contributed or not, excuse me, to these organizations, certainly they should not do so in the future, as far as I'm concerned, because though they may do some good work, particularly the American Family Association, I'm afraid that if this is the kind of deportment they will exhibit, this kind of activity, this does not speak very well for Christians, because it clearly shows the use of deception and dishonesty, and okay. I just think that's abominable.
Well, what I don't want to happen now is there to be some kind of a cover-up or even perhaps a smear of me coming mm-hmm. from the religious right. Mm-hmm. My job is to tell them, like the prophet Nathan to David, that this has been a great sin. It's been, again, a sin and an abuse of all the trust that's been put in them, especially in this burgeoning movement against hate laws. They have risen up and become champions of it. They have literally enlisted millions of calls and petitions and so on, people working very trustfully under their leadership. And I would like that to continue. But we cannot continue with some kind of a charade and a cover-up over this tremendous betrayal of confidence. And Scripture is so clear. Christian ethics are so clear that what you have to do is you have to start all over again, as David had to do with Nathan. He said, I have sinned, and he had to repent and wash his face and go forward. Marred, yes, he was marred, but he still, God picked him up and kept him in the kingship of Israel and continued to bless him as he trusted in him and went forward. And that's what's going to have to happen right now. We're going to have some people in the leadership, all the leadership, eventually come forward and admit to their constituency that they were following a fleshly, manipulative, a humanistic desire to recoup and rebuild Republican fortunes in this presidential year, exalt Bush and repair his damaged image and all these kinds of things. And they were really not looking out for the best interests of the American people or our Constitution and our Republic. And they're going to have to admit that. They're going to have to admit that they were walking by sight rather than by faith. They were walking and acting by the arm of flesh rather than trusting an almighty God to give the victories which only he can give. I've been battling the federal hate bill now for about 7 years, and we've seen it defeated 5 times. And again, I have seen it defeated, not by huge numbers, not by mass calling necessarily. I've seen it defeated by God coming down and causing confusion among the hate bill ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've documented all this in a number of articles and anecdotes on my website and broadcasts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by might, it's not by power, but by his Spirit, says the Lord. And if we come clean and we repent as a nation, as leaders, as people, and so on, then he's going to find a way, regardless of the numbers, regardless of the opposition, to preserve our freedom, because he has even a stronger interest in our freedom than we do, because you've got to have free speech in order to freely preach the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And he wants that free speech. He doesn't want hate laws because mm-hmm. they take away that freedom. And so he is for us. He is willing to deliver us. But he is not going to deliver with unclean hands of these leaders steering and the ship of state and religion in Congress or in the airwaves or whatever. There has got to be a cleansing and a purifying. And what I would dream of, quite frankly, is that we might have a house cleaning here among the Republicans and the conservatives and the Christians and so on, a bracing revival and house cleaning and repentance and so on, in order to prepare us for the next big assault on Congress, which is coming up, as I say, in only 14 or 15 months. And that hate bill is going right back in to the House of Representatives.
Well, let us see if we can use the term purge. How's that? Maybe a purge would be in order, huh? I think so. Ted, can you stay with us?
Yes, I certainly can, Rick.
All right, because we have a caller or two that wants to jump into the discussion. I have more questions.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
We're back now on the program. And, Ted, I have a few questions for you on behalf of a listener or two. And the first one is, if this bill now reaches the president's desk, can he can line item veto the bill, or does he have to veto the whole bill and then have to go through the process of reauthorizing the main bill, which has to do with the allocation of funds for the Pentagon?
He has no line item veto privileges on this bill. It's all or nothing, and he's promised to send the whole thing back with the hate bill attached, demanding that the hate bill be taken off.
All right. Now, also the question as to Senator Hatch. Senator Hatch, has he played a little bit of footsie on this bill from year to year, previous years supporting it, then opposing it?
Well, back in the spring of 2004, yes, he did. He actually went over and he worked with Kennedy to create a so-called modified hate bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was satisfied with the modifications because they required the Attorney General of the United States would have to consult he or his underlings would have to have the permission of the Attorney General in order to instigate any kind of hate crimes prosecution on the state level. And he thought that was a wonderful checks and balance, very, very naively. I mean, what if you got Janet Reno as your Janet Reno as your Attorney General?
Alberto Gonzalez or Judge McGacy,
He repented of that. He completely turned around and became a staunch opponent of hate crimes legislation. And in fact, he's become the champion. And again, just several years ago in the Senate Judiciary Committee, we can credit him with taking charge and defeating the hate bill. Example, and he has a legal mind and constitutional background and so on. It was wonderful to hear him this morning. I was very, very proud of him.
Now, what about Senator Byrd, that switch on his vote from West Virginia?
Well, I think there's an example of how perhaps all the calling that may have been done got through to his aged conscience. He does consider himself a Christian and a believer in the Lord and so on, but also a lifetime Democrat, and is swearing to be one to his grave. I don't know how to explain that.
Well,
but
I know he's a good fiddler anyway.
Well, he's a former KKK member, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was way back, though.
Yeah.
At least he's still fiddling, I know that. But now Rome is burning, and here they're fiddling, and they're playing, and, they're playing footloose and fancy-free with our freedom and our rights, and, the latest polls showing that Congress now has the lowest approval rating of all the branches of the government, even lower than the White House. This will probably further lessen that number, if it's possible, I guess it is, to go below about 11%, but not much further down. And my thing is that if I want to know how they voted, I already know how my two senators voted. One of them is a co-sponsor of the bill.
Sure.
And they're both bad. They're both Democrats who follow the leaders, and the leaders of the party usually follow the ADL on these issues. Now, how can I find out? Do you have that posted on truthtellers.org, the final tally?
No, I don't have the final tally at truthtellers.
Okay, so we can go to the USGov site, right?
Yeah, I think you probably could.
The website, all right.
Yeah, I believe it will be posted. Usually they're required to post on the congressional record of the day after events transpire.
Right, okay. All right, let me take a call, 800-313-9443. As ever and always, here is Henrietta from Connecticut. Hello, Henrietta. Henry. Hello, Henry. Are you there? We'll push the button, Henry. Stay tuned. All right, we pushed your button. Henry, are you there? You're not there. Where are you, Henry? All right, are you visiting Ted Kennedy's district? All right, we'll pick him up in a minute, I guess, when he comes to the phone. All right. Who's next? Do we have anybody? We have Ernie from Virginia. No Ernie? Is he there? All right. Okay. All right. Then whatever was going on anyway, we had a couple of calls here, and then they just dropped off. So you can try to call back if you will. The strategy now, Ted Pike, is going to be exactly what? Is there any point to flooding the White House with all kinds of protests about this? And what will the new evangelical leaders plan to do now?
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. You see, they did not plan on this being discovered and being proclaimed the way that I'm doing it. Of course, Jeff Rentz is publishing all of my materials during this crisis, including this latest expose, which I've been actually exposing in about three different stages in three different e-alerts. Also, I understand that Alex Jones did put up this latest article at Prison Planet and so on. So this message is getting out, and a good deal of it is going to filter out to the religious right. I think what we're going to see in the days ahead is a presidential veto and a great hoopla, great dramatization of that. That is the end. That is the purpose, of course, of this ploy. This deception was to bring Bush into a position where the hate bill would be passed, but he would come to the nation's rescue, elevating himself as a defender of freedom and free speech against this Orwellian legislation, against the homosexuals and liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And now, after that, I think that we're just going to have to wait and see what develops. If the hate bill is defeated by presidential veto, you see, the first stage, of course, is to send this bill back to the Senate, demanding that it be excised off of the military appropriations bill. And, of course, if the senators don't do that, they will do that to their political disadvantage, and Bush will, of course, emerge as a bulldog defender of freedom and so on and put the liberals in a bad light. So we can say with certainty that the hate bill is defeated by veto, not by the American people, but by presidential veto in this 110th Congress. But at the same time, the great tragedy is that by being ratified by both houses of Congress, it is taken on very great esteem and prowess as legislation that has emerged from five defeats since 1998 to a resounding victory in the Congress. And that, believe me, the Democrats, the liberals, are going to be playing that very, very hard about 15 months from now.
Well, now, Ted, do you recall the plurality, or rather the number, that it was passed in the House when it was passed last time? Was it a huge number?
I got it right here. Let me see.
I know that this vote here to end a debate and to get the measure attached and passed was, 60 to 39? The final vote
60,
was
60. Oh, you're talking about the number that voted. I thought you meant the bill number.
No. The number that voted in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, there was about 198 to 230 or so. It was a considerable majority.
In the House. That was in the House.
In the House of Representatives.
Yes. Okay. All right. And in the Senate, it was 60 to 39, right?
Yeah, it was a real cliffhanger.
By one vote.
One vote.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's
and I understand John McCain was not present.
Yes,
so,
that's
but
right.
That wouldn't make much difference now.
That's right. Yeah. That's very interesting. So basically the Democrats essentially it came down except for a couple of votes the way we had predicted it would come down. The votes were almost the same.
Yeah, my polls and discussions with Kennedy and Smith's office in the last few weeks, they were confident that they could do it. They had a pretty good idea of what they had, and that's why they were aggressively wanting to move it forward. And that proved to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if we had received 2 million calls during the last week, we might have had. You see, look at all the Republicans who voted for this bill. The 11 or 12 voted for this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And what if one of those Republicans had simply been pressured by their constituencies to go against the hate bill?
That would have made, I think, definitely, as we've seen before.
Yeah.
This is why it was delayed so long. This was, they didn't have the votes or they didn't have the timing on their side, because many of these religious organizations were lobbying, were calling Congress, they were sending in petitions. And then, as you pointed out, within the last week, all of that dropped off.
Yeah.
It was given no play, and instead, the focus was on the ENDA bill.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, and I started seeing alerts from Dobson and Concerned Women for America.
Right.
They were both saying just this week that they both felt that the hate bill was a lesser evil, intrinsically a lesser evil,
yes,
than ENDA.
Right.
And I don't believe God is going to honor these people to have a victory over ENDA with this kind of double dealing, hidden and not confessed.
Not to mention their doctrines as well.
Yeah, you know, ENDA is going to be a hard thing to beat in the House, because look, these liberal Democrats, they vote as a block. And if they with a majority of what is it 30 or so in the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. they'll probably pass ENDA.
Yes.
And then it's going to be difficult in the
now,
Senate
ENDA,
too.
Now, ENDA, of course, has to do with discrimination in homosexuals.
Yes.
This is to federalize the statute on homosexuality.
Right. ENDA is also a hate crimes bill.
Right.
It's very similar, but it's a hate crimes bill in the workplace and in housing and
right.
employment and so on.
Right,
and
anti-discrimination.
Yeah.
Which, again, is another power grab by this federal government that violates
yeah.
the whole letter and spirit of the Constitution. I mean, it's just an outrage to the founding fathers and what they intended. And, of course, the usual ballyhoo and cry is that, well, the states will not go after these terrible criminals. And we know that millions of homosexuals are being killed every day and
yeah.
are being taken off their jobs and so forth. Therefore, mm-hmm. the federal government must ride in on its white horse.
Yeah.
And they've painted that ludicrous scenario.
Sure.
Let's take a call from Dan in Missouri, I think, is now on the line. We can get him on. Hello. Dan,
hi,
are you
Rick.
There?
Yeah, this is Dan. I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi, Rick. I've listened to your show for quite some time here. I think this is the first time I've called into it.
Oh, good. Very
I'm
good.
A big
Thank
fan,
you.
Big fan of RBN and a big fan of your show. Big fan of Ted Pike. I do you get your email alerts, Ted.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, and I've called. I've tried to get as many people interested in trying to defend their freedoms, but you can't believe how passive people are.
Oh, I think we believe it.
I've
seen it.
I've tried to tell people how controlled our media is and tried to awaken them, but they just look at you like you're some kind of a nut. Really is very, very disgusting, but I'm a big fan of both of you and very much appreciate it. My question to Ted is this. I know the CWA is a Catholic organization. You know, which I am, but my question is, I know the Catholic Church is like a one-issue church. It just, maybe illegal immigration is the second issue that it wants, but how much contact do you have with different Catholic leaders to try to stop the hate crimes bill? Unfortunately, I know how corrupt mm-hmm. everything is in within my church, but I guess that's the only thing I have, and I'm
it's
just
a good
curious
question. Very
to,
good question, Dan.
Just curious. I mean, I'm a big fan of Ted. I know my church has tremendous problems, but that's all I was curious, besides CWA, if anybody's responding.
All right. Thank you for the call, and you can listen off air if you'd like. Ted,
okay.
Very good question for you.
Well, I have been on several Catholic programs. I've been on quite a few shows with Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio,
mm-hmm.
and I've also been on with another Catholic. I don't know exactly the title of it. A lawyer by the name of Wim Hof, I forget his first name, but mm-hmm. we had some excellent programs with him. I don't really have too much contact beyond that. I certainly would like to, and I have.
Well, maybe
written,
it's time to open up some new doors here, Ted.
Yeah, I did write quite a powerful email last year when the Da Vinci Code was assaulting the Catholic
right,
Church,
right.
and I actually recommended that Catholics all throughout Europe take advantage of the hate laws over there and file lawsuits against the Da Vinci Code and Columbia Pictures and ADL and all these people for vilifying their Savior Jesus Christ as a hate crime. And I know certainly that the Jews would certainly, if they were vilified in Europe, they would press charges against whoever was defaming their religion or whatever. But I was saying, why not turn it around and let the Catholics do that? Unfortunately, I didn't get much response out of that, but I thought it was a pretty good idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, within the Church of Rome, you have such a wide group, a disparate group of people from left to right, as you know, various orders and various organizations that are broadcasting, for instance, their own programs, and there's so many of them really independent across the nation that if you were able to get them activated, many of them on conservatives, the conservative Catholics, I think that uh-huh. would definitely broaden the lobby on our part significantly. I really do.
Yes. Well, in my book, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma, I reply to this this ancient charge that Rome is Babylon the Great and the Pope is the Antichrist and so on. And while I certainly do not approve of many of the injustices of the medieval Catholic Church and the papacy and so on, I do say that I believe that rabbinic Judaism qualifies in so many other ways as the harlot rather than the Catholic Church, because imperfect as the Catholic Church is, nevertheless, it does contain many, does revere and preserve many of the cardinal doctrines of Christianity, belief in the virgin birth of Christ, miracles of Jesus, the deity of Christ, the deity as the second member of the Trinity, his bodily his miracles and bodily resurrection, his atonement. All of those things are fundamental to the Catholic Church, and I have I think a lot of Catholics appreciate that, because I point out that rabbinic Judaism, however, is antithetical to Christ in all of those points, denying all of those things. And for that reason, I assert that, that they provide a much better substratum for the beast than Antichrist.
All righty, good question. Let's come right back and sum up in the next segment with Ted Pike. Don't forget, next hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi will be speaking with us on the North American Union and that travesty that's being foisted on us as well. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And And that's the message. We're going to do it, and nobody else will. And Ted Pike of truthtellers.org, Ted, in this final summation then, this week, for what we've been talking about, and we've spoken with you a few times now, it looks as if right now the ball is, well, really going to be in the White House's park. But what should we be doing right now as of today?
Well, we need to look forward a year to the next reintroduction of the hate bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come in the first week of January in the a year and 3 months from now. And what we cannot tolerate is this unbelievable unresponsiveness of the Republican senators that we saw this week. They have the the feistiness of the House members was wonderful. It was inspiring and dramatic. They got out there, 11 of them in the House Judiciary Committee, and fought Conyers down, and they were overridden, but they put up a terrific fight in resistance to the hate bill. None of that occurred except for Hatch. Everything else was lacking in that kind of fire. And so I think I got a call from a talk show lady, a host who wants to put me on. She's a Christian conservative, and she believes that this is a judgment. This is a purifying situation now, in which we have exposed this hypocrisy and duplicity coming from these evangelical and political leaders. They need to be reproved. They need to repent. We need to have a house cleaning here, because we have to gird ourselves up for battle in little more than a year. And we also need to do a lot of praying and repenting and humbling ourselves before God, because this is very much a spiritual battle between the forces of God, between Christ and Antichrist.
All right, one quick question. Somebody seems to be confused. They believe that why do we have to wait until the next session? Isn't this passed now in the Senate? It's passed the House, so it should become law if, for instance, George Bush vetoes the bill, or whether he doesn't. They're a little bit confused. This is a question off air.
Well, if he vetoes the bill, it has no chance of being law. It's done for.
But if it, good question. I think the question is, if it's not vetoed, or if it passes without his signature, or if it's overridden, then it's law.
Well, now there is, of course, a small possibility that the hate bill forces will try to overthrow this veto and reintroduce the hate bill again into Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by Senator Smith and Kennedy's office that is an option. But you have to have such very large numbers in order to do that, override a presidential veto, and two-thirds. And those numbers are not forthcoming. They might be forthcoming in the Senate, but they mm-hmm. certainly wouldn't be forthcoming in the House.
Right. Okay. Well, Ted, we're out of time in this segment, and I think we've covered quite a bit tonight as well as last night. And once again, we will be in touch with you, and we will be hearing more about this legislation and what to do. And people can go, obviously, to your website at www.truthtellers.org, right?
That's it. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you again, Ted. We'll speak again. All right. Good night now. Well, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, in hour number two, we will have on the line, hopefully, Dr. Jerry Corsi, who's scheduled to be with us to talk for the last hour of the show on, yes, indeed, what also has been happening in Congress with the Defense Reauthorization Act and the pulling of the so-called DREAM Act, and how it ties into this North American Union scheme. Be right back with him and your calls. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. It's true.